I'm doing so. I recently got my master degree at Seoul National University, Seoul, Korea. I'm so pleased to introduce my research result in at TRIOS 2014. In this talk, I'm going to introduce a new intercore load balancing method for mitigating the contention for memory subsystems. We named it as a memory aware load balancing entitled MLB, which has nothing to do with Major League Baseball. These days, the multi-core architecture is widely used as the general CPU. We can easily find it, find multi-core CPUs in our cell phones, desktops, servers, and so on. By the way, the trend in multi-core CPUs is that more cores are integrated on a CPU chip to support parallel computing. Previously, just two or four cores were integrated, but we can now easily find the CPUs which have dozens or hundreds of cores. Intel plan to introduce processors with each having 1,000 cores in the future. Most of the current CPUs are on the shape of symmetric multiprocessing architecture in which our cores can spend the same time in accessing shared resources. This SMP architecture may be the best in scaling up the number of cores in terms of the number of cores and efficiently supporting parallel computing because of the shared resources such as raster cache and integrated memory controller are used on chip communication between all cores. Inter-thread or task communication may become performance bottleneck in parallel computing, so the performance in parallel computing can be improved by using the fastest communication speed in SMP. However, performance bottleneck may occur in the SMP architecture. All tasks executing on each core can access the shared resources at the same time. Thus, the contention will happen when too many access requests are generated for the shared resources. We executed LBM, which is a representative memory intensive task in SpecCPU 2006 benchmark suite on Xeon E5-2690 with 8 cores. We increased the number of executing LBMs number of CPU cores and measured the run time of each LBM and per core memory bandwidth. You can think that the per core memory bandwidth is the average volume of memory traffic which LBM generated for a second. The more the number of executing LBMs, the longer becomes the runtime of each LBM, and the lower sets the per core memory bandwidth. The contention for memory subsystem become more serious. With a lot of memory intensive tasks, which lead to the degradation of the overall system performance. This issue has been raised up from many researchers in the past. As such researchers, Julabrev and others introduced distributed intensity method, which is a task classification at ASPLUS 2010. This method dynamically prevents highly intensive tasks from sharing same resources with highly sensitive tasks, and thus it can considerably improve the system performance, drawing attention in academic. Previous methodologies can resolve the memory contention issue in some degree, but most of them developed and used on an assumption that a task is the sole owner of a CPU core. They are not applicable in the multitasking case in which multiple tasks share a CPU core in the time slice mechanism. We should also consider the multitasking case for mitigating memory contention. We have developed a new load balance method which is effective in such a case. However, we didn't consider the multitasking case for the first time. Market and the other authors introduced vector balancing, sorted cost scheduling, VBSG in short. I will compare our approach with VBSG later in this talk. The reason why we should consider the multitasking case is that we cannot assure that a task must be the sole owner of a CPU core in the server environment, because some nodes in a cluster can be overloaded due to dynamic resource demand. One of the key characteristics in the server environment is dynamicity. Resource demand are issued with high variations over short time intervals. This figure shows the temporal change in VMware imbalance, which is defined as the standard deviation over all resource demand for resource capacity. So, the high imbalance variable indicates that resource demands are concentrated on specific nodes, not evenly distributed among all nodes. From 5 to 15 minutes, the resource demand suddenly increased, and thus the cluster was seriously imbalanced. This imbalance pattern is relevant and unpredictable, and thus it prevents a task from being the sole owner of a CPU core in the overloaded nodes. So we should also consider the multitasking situation. We have devised the load balance method, which considers the multitasking situation and mitigate the memory contention. This method is called memory aware load balancing, or MLB in short. The key ideas of MLB is that memory intensive tasks are dynamically mitigated to specific cores, and thus high memory traffic is generated from the selected cores, not all cores. Red boxes indicate intensive tasks, and yellow ones are non-intensive tasks. This kind of task placement, as in MLB, can decrease the volume of simultaneous regenerated memory traffic, so it effectively mitigate memory contention. MLB is focused on dynamicity. It can dynamically decrease and increase the number of the cores generating high memory traffic. I will explain the precise mechanism and effects of MLB next. Our contributions can be summarized as follows. First, we have presented simple contention models which efficiently indicate the level of memory contention, and these models are used to decide whether MLB now migrate memory intensive tasks and how many intensive tasks are migrated to specific cores. Second, we have evaluated MLB on two different shipping platforms, E52690 and I72600. We showed that MLB can be effectively used in an adaptive manner. Lastly, we have compared our approach with the state-of-the-art method VBSG introduced by Merkel and the others at EuroSys 2010. We showed that MLB has some strengths over VBSG. I will explain the contents in this order. From nearly, I will demonstrate the effectiveness of our simple contention model. When should MLB take place? How much MLB should be performed? These questions must be answered to present a dynamic solution for mitigating memory contention. Thus, we have devised a memory contention model, which indicates how intensive the memory contention is for a CPU platform. MLB figured calculate the level of memory contention in this model and decide whether it should migrate memory intensive tasks. To construct this model, we did stress tested on a CPU core with 8 cores by increasing the number of executed stream applications, which are well known as memory stressor, and measured by using two hardware performance counters, the retired memory traffic, which is the amount of memory traffic generated for a second, and memory request proper rate, which is the number of failure events generated for a second due to the full conditioning memory request proper. The retired memory traffic means memory utilization, like memory bandwidth, and the memory request proper is the wasted cycle due to the full buffer full condition. When the number of stressors is over 5, the retired memory traffic it doesn't increase any longer. 5 or the more stressors saturate memory bandwidth, so the memory traffic cannot increase. In contrast, the larger number of stressors, the more quadratically increase the memory request buffer rate. These two performance metrics are roughly symmetric, and our model is constructed based on this relation. When you use only the retired memory traffic, we cannot distinguish the level of memory contention among 6, 7, and 8 stressors because the memory is already saturated. On the other side, when we use only the memory request buffer rate, we just consider the absolute level of memory contention. We divide the memory request buffer rate by the memory traffic rate as seen in this equation. This equation reflects the number of retries to make a memory request retired. In the other words, this model indicates the inefficiency in memory access. To demonstrate the applicability of the model, we compare the actual performance degradation with the predictive degradation, which can be calculated based on our contention model. A target application is co-executed with stream applications on E52690. We measure the average of memory contention level and runtime of each target application while increasing the number of stressors. All of the stressors didn't terminate until the target application finished stressing the memory subsystem during all execution time of the target application. The sensitivity of each application to the memory contention is different, and thus we use the application sensitivity model introduced by Kim and the others and multiplied the sensitivity value of each target application by the memory contention level to calculate the predicted degradation. The more sensitive the application is to memory contention and the more intensive memory contention level, the higher is the predicted degradation. The blue vertical lines indicate the level of actual performance degradation and red ones those of the predicted degradation. As seen in this graph, you can notice that the predicted degradation is fairly proportional to measured degradation being very close. Tonto and named are application not sensitive to memory contention, thus their performance are rarely degraded even though the number of stressors is increased. The predicted degradation for Tonto and named are low too. Previously, I told you that our contention model can efficiently indicate the level of memory contention while linking to application performance. In this section, I will demonstrate how MLB is done based on this model with memory-intensive tasks migrated. We implemented the MLB mechanism in Linux kernel 3.2.0 and integrated a profiler in the part of the CPU scheduler to distinguish between memory-intensive tasks and non-intensive tasks once. This profiler sampled the memory traffic which a task generates from a switch in to switch out and accumulate the per task traffic values in the corresponding task structure. In this way, MLB can figure out how much intensive each task is to the memory subsystem, and MLB regard the tasks whose memory intensity value are higher than the average or values as memory intensive ones. MLB manages two long queue lists, intensive long queues and non-intensive long queue ones. Long queue is a per core structure which indicates the run of tasks on a core. MLB migrate memory intensive tasks to intensive run queues and conversely, migrate non-memory intensive tasks to non-intensive run queue. In other words, the task placement can make the designated cores whose run queue are intensive ones generate to high memory traffic, not our cores, and hence it minimizes the amount of simultaneous memory access. MLB find out when memory-intensive tasks are migrated to intensive run queues, we have construct a model for the predicted number, which is the anticipated number of memory-intensive tasks scheduled on cores at the same time. MLB can dynamically calculate the memory contention level, but what MLB also needs to figure out is the number of untreated memory-intensive tasks to be migrated. If the number of intensive run queues is smaller than the predicted number, MLB decides that there is memory-intensive tasks to be out of non-intensive run queues. We compute memory contention levels for four different CPU platforms. Our rising curves of memory contention level become steeper as the number of Steam applications increase. We Each converse is similar to that of y equal a multiplying scale x plus b, where the x axis shows the number of serum applications and the y axis indicates the memory contention level. We rotate the curve of y equal a multiplying scale x plus b on the y equal x axis of symmetry, and then replace the y a and b with the memory contention level, inclination, and baseline respectively. And the inclination is inversely proportional to the maximum memory bandwidth of the CPU platform. The inclination for the CPU platform, which has lower maximum memory bandwidth, is steeper than that of the higher CPU platform. The baseline is the default memory contention level. Although there is no running task, the memory contention level is not zero due to the miscount of hardware performance counter and the execution of background tasks. Lastly, we round up to transport the value to a discrete number. We empirically calculated and used the inclination and baseline of each platform. This model output the approximated number of memory intensive tasks scheduled on cores at the same time during the interval, given an input of memory contention level when the predicted number is greater than the number of intensive run queues. MLB decided that there are untreated memory intensive tasks which are in non-intensive run queues. The key objective of MLB is to keep the number of intensive run queues no larger than the predicted number. MLB periodically wake up and calculate the current predicted number. When the predicted number is larger than the number of intensive run queues, MLB starts task migration. First of all, MLB designed a non-intensive run queue in which the highest memory intensive task is included as the source run queue and migrate all memory intensive tasks of the source run queue into intensive run queues. If there is no intensive run queue or only memory intensive tasks are included in intensive run queues, MLB designates the non-intensive run queue, which has the highest intensive sum of the tasks as an intensive run queue. In this example, run queue 1 is selected as the source run queue and run queue 0 as an intensive run queue. MLB migrate a memory intensive task recon term in run queue 0 and migrate a non memory intensive task Susan in run queue 1. Two tasks are swapped between an intensive run queue and a non intensive run queue. And MLB iterate this process until the predicted number gets equal to the number of intensive run queues. As a result, all memory intensive tasks are included in intensive run queues as seen in this right figure. Oops. When the predicted number is smaller than the number of intensive run queues, MLB designate an intensive run queues, which has the smallest intensity sum as a non-intensive run queues. MLB can dynamically increase and decrease the number of intensive run queues with respect to current predicted number. This mechanism is effective in dealing with dynamic resource demand in the server environment. From now, I will present the evaluation results for MLB. In server environment, resource demands are dynamically issued. Thus, we simulated the dynamic task creation and terminations with MLB to imitate the dynamic situation and measure the temporal change in the predicted number to demonstrate our model applicability. In this situation, in this simulation, 8 non-memory intensive tasks were executed from the beginning, but 2 memory intensive tasks started at intervals of 30 seconds, 2 LLM started at 30 seconds, 2 recon at 16 seconds, 2 sparks at 90 seconds, and 2 gems at 120 seconds. Thus, the total 16 tasks were executed on 8 cores E5 to 690 from 120 seconds to 300 seconds. As in the first graph, MLB dynamically migrated 2 memory intensive tasks on the cores whenever 2 intensive tasks were created, and all memory intensive tasks were eventually executed on core 3, 4, 5, and 6 after all tasks were created. And we terminated the two subplexes as 300 seconds, two James FDT'd as 303 seconds, two recontos as 360 seconds, and two RMs as 390 seconds. The number of interchangeable run queues gradually decreased after each task termination. However, each RBM was the sole owner of a call from 319 seconds, although the contention could be further mitigated when two RBMs migrated to a call. There was no memory intensive tasks migration because MLB did migrate any task that was the sole owner of a call being applied in harmony with the existing method considering the single tasking case. And the predicted number is overestimated during some interval, but MLB does not perform wasted migration due to our prevention mechanism. MLB checked the memory intensity of the highest task in the non-intensible run queues and compared the intensity with that of the lowest task in the intensive run queues when the intensity of the highest task is no higher than that of the lowest one. MLB decided that all memory intensive tasks are already migrated to intensive run queues and hence bypass. Even though the predicted number is larger than the number of intensive run queues, this is now our prevention mechanism works. MLB immediately responded to the creation and termination of intensive tasks which caused the memory contention based on our simple yet effect model. We evaluated the two workload mixes on an A52690 and with across both workload mixes included 16 specs per 2006 applications. Each core executed two applications. The first one included 8 memory intensive tasks, and second one included 4 memory intensive tasks. The number of memory intensive tasks in workload mix 1 is twice larger than that for workload mix 2. In contrast to previous dynamic simulation method, we started our application of each application mix at the same time, and each application iterated until all application terminated once. And we sampled the first runtime of each application, and also we measured the memory bandwidth, memory request buffer for LRC miss rate and LRC reference event with both MLB and naive linear scheduler. With MLB, the memory bandwidth improved and thus memory request buffer flow rate decreased. This change in the value of performance metrics has an effect on system performance. By the way, the LRC miss and reference rate increased. When memory intensive tasks are located in a core, then a task can evict another task's cache line and vice versa. But the increase of LRC event is under 5%, and the performance gain in memory bandwidth and request buffer flow rate can offset the degradations. The performance of all memory intensive tasks can be noticeably improved with the MRV, although there is a performance degradation for non-intensive tasks due to the increase of LRC event, but the degradation is negligible, being under 2% when compared with the performance gain for memory intensive applications. MRV could thus achieve the noticeable improvement in overall system performance. For the workloads using GPU, CPU-GPU communication is a very important path, which is the data transfer between CPU and GPU memory condition can lead to the degradation of this communication. In high memory contention situation, a GPU application may not obtain sufficient memory bandwidth. So MLB can indirectly allow the GPU application to occupy more memory bandwidth. We executed workload mix 1 and added a stream cluster which frequently needed to transfer data between CPU and GPU and measured the GPU execution time and CPU-GPU communication time on different two platforms. MLB could noticeably decrease the communication time of stream cluster on both platforms without any performance degradation in the GPU execution because MLB might mitigate memory contention and thus stream cluster could utilize more memory bandwidth. Our method is not to the first to consider the multitasking case for mitigating memory contention from now. From now, I'll compare MIB with the previous approach, vector balancing and sorted cost scheduling. VBSC was introduced at EuroCS 2010 and presented as a new load balancing and time slice mechanism to mitigate memory contention. VBSC distributed tasks to maximize the vector deviation of each long queue. We can regard the vector as the intensity of memory subsession. Both the memory intensive tasks and non memory intensive tasks could exist in a long queue. The task distribution is essentially vector balance. Sorted cost scheduling determine the order of the tasks to be executed. Their method decides the task order to execute in each run queue, and selected tasks are scheduled in the same order. That means that the number of memory intensive tasks running in the same order can be adjusted, and their method fixes the number of simultaneous memory requests. Same order can be adjusted, and their method fixed the simultaneous memory request. In the example, just two intensive tasks are scheduled in the same order, not our intensive tasks. We ported the VBSC code obtained from the outsource to current deport range scheduler, completely fairly scheduler, because VBSC is based on the old range scheduler, O1. The author VBSC. The authors of VBSC claimed that the method such as MLB migrate memory intensive tasks to specific cores pollute cache line, and concluding that it is not a good approach. However, it may not be true that migrate memory intensive tasks to specific core is usually on the current SMP platforms, which has bigger LICS and provide the high maximum memory bandwidth. We executed an workload mix for an i7-2600 with both MIB and VBSC. And the Intel i7-2600 has a specification similar to that of Core 2 called Q6600, previously evaluated by Merkel and the others. And hence, we selected an i7-2600 as the platform. Based on this result, we can conclude that serious cache pollution caused by Merkel does not occur on the current CPU platform, and I also lead to noticeable performance improvement for spec CPU 2006 applications similar to VBSC. VBSC cannot avoid modifying the time slice mechanism. MLB can improve in IO application because VBSC cannot avoid the modifying the time slice mechanism. So our MLB can perform without without the time slice modification. So we can use the fairness of current release scheduler CFS. So there is no performance degradation in our IO application. And we can deal with the worst case because VBSC sort the order of the tasks, so it can meet the worst case. So but our MLB can deal with the worst case and to improve the runtime of Soprex by 300 seconds. Because I have no time, I omitted this section. So I have talked about the new load balancing method named MIB and compared the state of the art map as approach to the vector balancing and sorted cost scheduling. And so we can show that the three stronger points than VBSC, simple mechanism without time slice modification, performance improved for IO bound application, and the better ability to deal with the worst case.
Okay. We in future we plan to extend MIB for the bigger system, which included those in the NUMA architecture and multiple GPGPUs, and optimize it for the multi-threaded application. That's it. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
When do you start that process and when do you end that process?
Because the profile data is short, so MIB accumulated the fault task traffic value, and enough data is accumulated, MIB can distinguish the memory intensive task between non-memory intensive tasks. So MIB needed to have a time. Yeah.
So you looked at non-threaded applications. I assume that if you had multi-threaded applications, your idea would be to try to use the same technique on a per-thread basis. Is that what you're hoping to do?
Oh yeah, I believe we did the static experiment, and as well. As in this graph, multi-threaded application can be improvement with MIB. The placement, as in MIB, can increase the hit ratio of LLC events because inter-thread communication can be can occur in L1 or L2 because MIB migrates. The intensive memory intensive tasks to specific cores, so it can be improved, and we plan to extend our MLB.
All right. So I have a related question then. If you were to compare what you're able to get with MLB to what a person who was knowledgeable about the architecture and knew that they were building a multi-core version of their program, they could of course pin the threads to cores manually, and they could design their own data structures to try to optimize for memory pressure. How much of a benefit do you think that type of hand optimization would offer compared to what MLB will be able to achieve?
We cannot assure, but I believe. Memory. This approach can improve the working set for multi-threaded application, and we plan to optimize the MIB for.
I think it would be interesting to take your students and challenge them to build the very best memory pressure solutions they can by hand, and compare what MLB will be able to do. But that's for future, I suppose.
Okay, we plan.
Okay, so MLB is for UMA machines?
Sorry?
MLB is for UMA uniform memory access.
Oh, yes, yes.
If you want to extend it to a NUMA machine, what you have to modify?
Present a solution for memory traffic congestion method, and they presented the task replication. As you know, the replication model has drawbacks at the writable page. There are many writable pages. The synchronization overhead is too huge. So we should consider the point, and we optimize the MLB for in NUMA architecture. Yeah. Any questions?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.